Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a hit.
Superstar, superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. On the weekend, we had the Super League Grand Final. We had St. Helens defeating the Wigan Warriors 8-4. Now, before I start, I want to point out that I'm not a religious watcher of the Super League. If it happens to be on when I'm up early or when I'm out late, I will watch it. But I'd be lying to you if I said I watch this competition regularly. I'm generally aware of the players that are over there and how they're travelling. But to say that I watch it like the NRL would be a flat-out lie. So for me, switching on this game at halftime, watching the second half, it was one hell of a thrill because it was an absolute blinder of a game. It was 4-4 with two or three minutes to go. And Wigan, they got a penalty goal from about 45 metres out. And straight away, I thought to myself, I don't like this. I do not like this. I believe it was Zach Hardacre that took the shot at goal, the bloke that came out for Penrith a few years ago, that he didn't do too well in the NRL, but I've been watching him for a few years over there in big games, and he's an absolute superstar. But I saw his goal kick before and he wasn't striking them overly well. This made me really nervous. 45 metres out on the tram line. You never practice these sort of ones. It's a really awkward kick to nail and he didn't get it. So what it meant is that they turned around, they came down the other end, St. Helens, and then was just the most unbelievable play of all time. They took a shot at field goal from about 40 metres out. He hit it like a four iron. It was brilliant and it hit the upright and it bounced straight down. And poor Bevan French is standing under it. And Bevan French obviously tries to get behind the ball. So he almost gets back to about his own 7 metre. And the ball bounces back over the crossbar. Simply unbelievable. I've kicked 10,000 footies in my life. And I don't know if I've ever seen that happen before. Unbelievable. It then takes a bounce from hell to the left. Straight towards the St. Helens centre to come through and score. And the first thing I'll touch on is a bit of social media backlash on Bevan French, which I thought was just so unfair, it's not even funny. I don't think you understand how hard that is to defend when you're under the sticks. You're expecting it to go over. You've played 80 minutes of footy. You're watching the ball comes down. It comes down in a spot where you can't catch it. So what you've got to do is put yourself between the defenders and the ball to at least try and shield the ball. If it goes into the in-goals, you get on your bike. But if it bounces back, your body has to be there to take that ball so that the chasers coming through don't get it. It went back into the in-goals. And let's be honest here, that football, if it didn't bounce to the left, Bevan French has that covered. I don't think Bevan French did anything wrong. I don't know what more he could have done in that situation. He got the bounce from hell and the centre came through and scored, which, for St. Helens and for James Graham in particular, a fantastic way to finish. For Wigan, obviously heartbreaking to lose a game like that. You just, I honestly don't know what to say. Just heartbreaking. Obviously, it was Sean O'Loughlin's last game as well, so to end a career like that, very disappointing. But I will say when I did turn on that game, obviously a couple of oddsies over there. For the Wigan Warriors, we have Bevan French, Zach Hardacre, as I mentioned, and Joe Burgess. They've come over for little stints. Weren't overly successful, but are doing really well over there. Jackson Hastings is at halfback. Hastings is a guy that he's had his attitude problems and whatnot in Australia, but he's got too much ability not to be in the NRL. I'm sure you'll see him come back in the next 2 or 3 years. I think he has to play in the NRL again. There's a shortage on quality sevens in the NRL, and if there aren't clubs in the NRL that could do with the Jackson Hastings, I'll give it away. The other man that was playing 5'8 was Thomas Lulawai, and I saw him and I thought, oh my God, is that still Lulawai? He's still running around. Off the top of my head, I remember Lulawai playing in 03 and 04 for the Warriors. That's 17 years ago. He might have even debuted in 02, I'm not sure, but I know he was there in 03. So for him to still be playing, and he's still tough as nails, Thomas Lulawai, I was really impressed with him. Willie Isaac was in the second row, and Joe Greenwood was another one. I believe he had some time with the Titans. He's over there as well. Adrian Lamb was also the coach, so it was good to see Lammy back there. Obviously, his son's playing for the Chooks now. Adrian Lamb, you know, sensational footballer, Roosters, Queensland. He was a great player. Now he's doing really well in the coaching gig, obviously. St. Helens, they had Lachlan Coote at fullback, the North Queensland Cowboys fullback in the 2015 grand final. It was good to see Coote running around. Kevin Naguama was at centre for them here. He had a really strong game, I thought, Kevin Naguama. And then we had Zeb Tyre. He's in the second row. Dominic Peyrou was the other one in the second row, sorry, as well. He came off the bench, I believe. But the man that really stood out was James Graham, of course, playing his 10,000th game. And, you know, we all know his record in grand finals. I think he's won from 8 or something ridiculous like that. And the last premiership he won was in England in 2006. That's 14 years ago. We all know in the NRL he lost grand finals with Canberra. He lost 2 there. Went to the Dragons. Didn't do overly well there. Really tough, lean few years for the Dragons. But for him to go back there in his last ever game and win a premiership in that sort of fashion, simply incredible. No one deserves it more than James Graham. The last guy I want to touch on is a guy that I really wish he would have come to the NRL, and I've been talking about this guy for a long time to my mates, and his name's James Robey. He's been a hooker over there for a really, really long time. Like, I'm talking, I reckon he's played 430 games, maybe even more. He's definitely over 400, and he's been an absolute star over there. He's played for St. Helens his entire career. He's represented England on 30 or 40 occasions. Reminds me a lot of Josh Hodgson. He's obviously 35, 36. He might even be pushing the 37-year-old range by this point. He's been around for a long time, but his time in the NRL has probably passed him. But he's one guy that I really wish he would have come out to the NRL and had to go out, because he really is a talented hooker. He's a guy that's been sensational for 15 years, and here he is, you know, still playing in the grand final, still competing. I really wish he would have had the opportunity to come out. This Super League grand final, it was unbelievable. It was 4-4 with 10 minutes to go, and to finish like that, simply incredible. It's you know, right next to Thurston's field goal in 2015 for me as far as theatre goes. It was unbelievable. Too bad there was no crowds there to enjoy it. Imagine that moment if you were there. Your team takes a shot at field goal, hits the sticks, bounces back over the crossbar, takes a bounce from hell, and your centre comes through and scores the grand final, and it's a walk-off win. Simply incredible. I'm so glad that one of my mates texted me to get up and watch it, because it was a sensational finish, a cracking game. And there's one more thing I've taken from this game, and stay tuned. I'm going to drop this podcast later, and it's something that I've been thinking about for a number of years, and I heavily back it, and I think it's something that we can learn from the English game. I'll talk to you later today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.